The UN is organized in every country to have one leader that speaks for the entire UN system in a country.
Okay.
So the person we're making reference to is this person who is the resident coordinator.
Okay. Yeah. And she knows, and she's a person that could, but she's under a great deal of pressure. Okay.
Fire.
Fire.
They wanted her out.
Fire.
And this comes from...
Still or not?
This comes from... Still, but still. And this comes from Dr. Tedros, that level.
Yes.
Wanting her out to replace her with somebody who will dance to their tune.
Exactly. And you know what they did? They managed to convince that all the emergency coordinators from the different agencies that came in to work integrate,
yeah,
they wanted them to report, not to report to us. So sideline the UN here because we were not singing to the tune of what they wanted.
How could they even say that again? I want to wrap my head around this. Say that again, exactly.
You know that because of the scale up of the humanitarian interventions in the north, many of the agencies had to bring in additional support. We call them search, which is additional technical expertise to be posted in that region. And many had to appoint what we call senior emergency coordinator. Well, they
managed. All our headquarters have emergency directors.
Yes.
Okay.
So they all descended on Addis against the advice of the resident coordinator
and the head
of agencies and the government of Ethiopia.
Okay, we're not naming names here, so I take it I can still use this now. I can still use this in terms of them trying to sideline the UN and make them report. Yes? No? You guys are trading eyes.
What do you think?
Was it not part of the scale-up protocols?
Yeah.
It was part of the scale-up protocols that says that the emergency coordinators in the regions report directly to the emergency directors rather than to us. In headquarters.
Instead of to us. So they want a direct line from Tigray to the headquarters. Addis, the reps in Addis, should be sidelined because we're working with the federal government.
Yes.
We're more sympathetic.
You gotta let me use that. That's a huge, you want people to understand this? Let me use that. Are we agreed?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm okay
good.
That. I'm okay with that.
Tell me.
Because again, it's what they want in headquarters, and it's what Dr. Tedros and others like him have succeeded in getting his fellow undersecretaries general to agree to, that the UN in Addis is compromised. Let's have senior coordinators in Tigray who report directly to New York and Geneva and Rome.
What this tells me in context is there is a power struggle going on within the UN.
Absolutely.
This explains why we ran into sources in Mekelle who told us about UN senior officials interfering with national exams and coordinating with the TPLF. So this is part of that puzzle. There's a power struggle going on with the UN in terms of how you guys can do your jobs.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, you guys are in big trouble.
Yeah.
Wow. Paperwork. Again, can somebody supply paperwork to back this up? There must have been memos. There are always memos in a bureaucracy. Somebody had to write this down to say, we should be doing this instead of this. And they would have sent it to multiple people. There's got to be a paper trail.
On the discussion to marginalize representatives in Addis,
no?
I don't think there's paperwork.
How is that
or
possible?
If there is paperwork, it hasn't got to our level. It's being discussed
at that level.
Yeah. Our.
Were you part of these discussions?
No.
That's the whole idea.
They invited us.
So how do you even know that this is true?
Because it's coming
because
from the resident coordinator.
Exactly.
And
okay,
she
so
is
came,
saying,
okay.
I have never seen anything like this, that
okay.
emergency directors come from New York and they don't even engage with their representatives on the ground. They go directly to Tigray, come back from Tigray, engage directly with donors, and then, you know, write a report.
All right.
There's been a strident push for senior representatives in Mekelle And that they should be given sufficient latitude for action. There should not be interference from Addis, meaning us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's coming from us, we're going to be sympathetic with the federal government and we will perhaps transteer it in another direction.
What you're talking about, though, amounts to a conspiracy within the UN.
Of course it is.
Yeah, to sideline us.
So the safest place to be right now is on Kwesi's side. If you're a Kwesi and you're bashing the government, you're safe.
You're safe.
If you're Maureen or Denya, or these other friends who are not here, we can't talk at meetings anymore. We go to meetings, we keep quiet. Mm-hmm. Especially now because of the pandemic, we are in this virtual format of meetings.
We don't know who's listening.
Why would this guy, this guy's not Ethiopian.
No.
So, I mean, what is his interest here? Why even go to bat for him?
If you are, and I believe you are, Jeff, familiar with how the TPLF works, they recruit people. They have their networks within the UN system.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Kwesi is being paid additional money by the TPLF, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But he's pretty emotional where TPLF is concerned.
Is it possible he's just a true believer? Maybe he's just not paid off, but a true believer in their cause. What's your take? What do you think?
But he also has a friend from that region.
Yeah, I don't know how true it is.
He's got an Ethiopian girlfriend.
Yeah.
And rumor is that she's from there.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what motivates
him. Yeah, let's not go there.
No,
the thing is, I don't like doing that to people.
Exactly.
God, we need... And, all right, second question is, because you just gave me a peach of a quote, but secondhand. You said... Your superior official said she's never seen anything like this. I would love to run with that, but the thing is also we've got to find a way to protect her. You got to go talk to your friend. In actual fact, the best way to protect her is to talk about her. I do believe that. If I actually use her name, but talk about her in the third person, that could actually insulate her because she could legitimately point and say, I didn't talk to this guy. They're talking about me. They're not talking to me, which would take the
I would recommend that you go to the UN Ethiopia Twitter handle and look at things she has posted and draw from that.
If she's putting out stuff on Twitter, that's not very a wise course of action to do. She's putting out controversial things on Twitter.
No, and she's not putting out controversial things. There's been a few recent statements. There's one on the perception of the UN in Ethiopia having taken a hit, and you know.
What's her Twitter handle? Do you know?
UN. It's UN Ethiopia.
UN Ethiopia, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you please talk to your friend and talk to her about what we're doing and at the very least give the woman a heads up so she knows this is coming? Or do you want to go that far?
I'm not sure.
Mm.
Are you?
Does she trust you?
Oh, yeah. Mm. But she's under
a lot of strain.
I'm not sure she would want to be a part of something like this.
Yes, she's under. I mean, there's a tremendous force being orchestrated to figure out how to get her out of here,
and they have failed so far because I met with a senior government representative who said we are not going to watch her get kicked out of here. We know they want her out because she's an African.
I am telling you straight up, the most honest thing, the most best thing you could do for her is A, tell her you're talking to me. B, tell her that the best way I could protect her and actually help you is actually talk about the campaign to oust her and name her. And then watch the fur fly, because then they'll go, holy shit, Pierce knows what's going on. How the hell does he know what's going on? And that will make them back off her for a while. I can't promise it would be indefinite, but I can tell you that she would be safe for a limited period of time because the shit will hit the fan, that once you drag them into the light and say, this is what they're trying to do, that actually, because I told you in our phone conversation, I've been a whistleblower. They put my name in it and they didn't touch me because they went, well, why would his name be in it if he actually spoke to the sources? That's the best way to protect your friend and your colleague. And frankly, if there's a concerted effort to oust her, I say go public with it. But that's got to be her. I don't want to hurt this person. Yeah. I don't know this person. You should coordinate with her to say, be a part of this because it could help you. And I mean that sincerely. If you need me to talk to her, I'll talk to her. I'll deal with her the same way. If she wants to talk to me, anything that she says to me can be as an unnamed source, same rules. But it would be good to get her permission to say, can we use your name? Because you're obviously being targeted here.
Okay, two things, Jeff.
Yeah.
One, the push to oust her was tremendous. She has survived it. Because several key people have said over our dead bodies, including senior people in New York, very, very senior people who have said, stop this nonsense. So it's a certain group of donors.
They're waiting. They'll be back. They'll be back.
So that is one. I think she has survived it.
Okay.
But second, we all have different thresholds for, you know, discomfort.
Of course.
If I was in that situation, I would be looking for Jeff Pierce. I don't know that that is her case.
Yeah.
So
no,
my proposal would be her contact information is public. If you go to the UN Ethiopia website, her number is there. Call her or email her and say, I'm hearing A, B, and C about what's happening in Ethiopia. Would you be willing to speak with me off the record or on the record?
She has no reason to trust me, and I wouldn't blame her. Given the way that the other media have treated her, unless she's familiar with what I
She
did,
is very familiar with you. She follows you.
Okay.
And she shares your tweets with me. I share your tweets with her.
Okay.
She knows you very well.
Yeah. Because given how... Let me double check the recording on the...